Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam padniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye pitam brahmatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tathapyenam nahim shishye pitam brahmatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye pitam brahmatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye vitam ramatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye vitam brahmatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye pitam brahmatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye pitam brahmatanum ripum. Yadyapyasavadharmena mam badniyaranagasam tatapyenam nahim shishye pitam brahmatanum ripum. Word for word translation. Yadyapi, although, aso, Lord Vishnu, adharmena, crookedly, without reference to the straight way, mam, me, thinking in Sanskrit, me. Badniyat kills. Anagasam. Although I am not sinful. Tatapi. Still. Enam. Against him. Na. Not. Himshishye. I shall take any retaliation. Pitam. Because he is afraid. Brahmatanum. Having assumed the form of a Brahmana Brahmachari. Ripum. Even though he is my enemy. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear he has covered himself in the form of a Brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Purport. If Lord Vishnu, as he is, had come to Bali Maharaj and asked him to do something, Bali Maharaj certainly would not have refused his request. But to enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee, the Lord covered himself as a Brahmana Brahmachari, and thus came to Bali Maharaj to beg only for 3 feet of land. Om Ajnana Timiranjasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapadaka Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachade Shatadine. So, I'm very honored and humbled to be speaking today. These verses, especially there's some more devotees here, so it's quite a nice opportunity to speak some Krishna Katha among Srila Prabhupada and the deities and the devotees. This verse, this 12th verse, we're coming near the end of Bali Maharaj's reasons for fulfilling his promise to offer 3 steps of land to Lord Vishnu upon his request in the form of a Brahmana. And in just in the previous verse, Bali Maharaj is speaking as to Shukracharya that he is Lord Vishnu. He says that, O great sage, saintly persons like you, being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yajnas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation. And in this verse, although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear he has covered himself in the form of a Brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. So here, Bali Maharaj is speaking clearly that this Brahmachari dwarf Brahman, Vamanadev, is Lord Vishnu. And Shukracharya, being a wise Brahmana, I presume advanced in age, also, he should understand the position that I am in as Bali Maharaj. And that he is the ultimate benefactor of all these yajnas. It is said in... Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita this, and he also says that actually all yajnas that are performed, there is mention of Lord Vishnu being the ultimate enjoyer of that sacrifice. So he says that when we come into this material world, although we are separate from him in the material world, in order to live in harmony, even within the material nature, we must perform yajna. And by this way, we're offering sacrifice and we're working in cooperation with the demigods. And when we perform these yajnas, we're chanting mantras. And among those mantras is always mention of Lord Vishnu, and that this is for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. So even the demons, such as Shukracharya, he's performing these Brahminical rituals, and so he should be knowing these things. So he's mentioning that. And here he's saying that, Balaramaraj is saying that I am beyond this concept of enemy. He's saying, I shall not retaliate although he is my enemy. So externally, the Brahmana dwarf is appearing as on the team of the demigod, so to speak, by requesting these three steps of land. However, Balaramaraj is seeing it in a different context, that this is the Supreme Lord, the true context, that everything I have is for the purpose of surrendering it to him. Now, his complete understanding of this, I'm not sure of. As a devotee, I don't know exactly where he is, but I can say that. So, one thing to understand is that Lord Krishna, Vishnu, when he takes on different forms, it's not in the same way that we take on different bodies. As living entities, new bodies are forced upon us by, in our life, by our association with the three modes of material nature, and by the activities in which we perform our karma, we are actually forced to take on another material body by the state of our consciousness, and in order to get what we deserve and also fulfill desires, as Krishna is fulfilling our material desires according to our association with the modes of material nature. Whereas when Krishna takes on a body, so to speak, in the material world, this is different. We're taking our bodies in Srila Prabhupada in the 14th verse of Isopanishad. He's saying in this context that we are apara prakriti, the inferior material nature. Our bodies consist of the inferior material nature. However, when Krishna appears in this material world, his body consists of para prakriti, the superior energy, spiritual energy. And he takes on these bodies for a purpose. I say take on these bodies, but he appears for a purpose in different forms. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's explaining it in, as his appearance as Vamanadev, he says, if Lord Vishnu as he is had come to Balaramaraj and asked him to do something, Balaramaraj certainly would not have refused his request. But to enjoy a little humor between him and his devotee, the Lord covered himself as a Brahmana Brahmachari and thus came to Balaramaraj to beg for only 3 feet of land. So, the Lord, in all of his activities, he can accomplish multiple goals at once. So in this case, by appearing as this Brahmachari dwarf, he is fulfilling the desire of Aditi by restoring the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom, by putting all the demigods back in their proper place, by again seizing control of that and returning it to the demigods. So the material world, the three worlds, would be back in its proper position. And this is mentioned that the Lord is coming to the material world regularly to fulfill this. So in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, it's Canto 1, Chapter 15, Verse 35. It says that Lord Krishna comes into the material world to relieve the burden of demoniac activities. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself, in verse 4, 7, and 4, 8, he says that when there is a predominant rise of irreligion, that I myself come to restore things, that I reestablish the principles of religion. And he's appearing millennium after millennium to do this. And in this case, he's also has a simultaneous purpose of enjoying this pastime with Bali Maharaj and bringing Bali Maharaj into deeper state of devotion to the Supreme Lord. And on this particular day, this is a very auspicious day. This is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And so, in this age of Kali, Lord Krishna has appeared as Lord Chaitanya. And there's a pastime that happens in the spiritual world that gives some reasons why he comes in this form, his dual purpose, so to speak. He's visiting Dwarka, and he's visiting Rukmini, his wife. And she knows that he's coming, so she makes nice preparations, and she decorates the house cleanly, and the children are dressed nicely, and the Brahmanas come so that they can chant the Vedic mantras, and everything is arranged nicely. And Rukmini invites Krishna into her home, and she's washing his feet, and she begins crying. And Krishna says, "Why are you crying?" And Rukmini says, "Only Srimati Radharani can understand why I'm crying. Because she knows how I feel. That you being here, I'm already feeling that separation for that time that you will leave." And she's feeling that transcendental feelings of separation, that when you leave me, I will be in so much separation from you. And so Krishna's trying to appease her by saying, "Oh, I won't leave you," and these things. And at that time, Narada Muni shows up. And so together, Krishna and Rukmini are washing his feet, Narada Muni as his guru. And at that time, Narada Muni is also in a bad mood. So Krishna inquires, "Oh, why are you..." He's thinking, "Oh, both my guru and my wife are in a bad mood, you know. Not just such a nice day, I guess." But so he inquires, and Narada Muni says, "Ah, since you are no longer in the material world, I can see the degradation has once come back. See, when Krishna is present here, everything is auspicious. But the moment he leaves, then things begin degrading again." And Narada Muni says, "I can see the age of Kali is approaching. That people are becoming more entangled in materialistic life. And the propensity for undesirable activities, like sexual activities, is increasing." And he describes it as, "You can see that night is coming because it's becoming twilight. So the night of Kali Yuga is coming." So then Krishna makes his decision that, "Okay, I will appear in the age of Kali for two reasons. One, I will come in the golden form of Radharani, Gauranga. And in this way, I will experience this feeling of loving separation from Krishna. And I will also inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, that in this age of Kali, everyone can be liberated simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by chanting this together, that our love for God will be reawakened. And so he comes, and he tells Narada Muni that, go and tell all the devas that I am taking birth in Navadvip. So go to Navadvip and take birth. So when Krishna comes to the material world, he also comes with all of his associates. So he's telling Narada Muni to, you know, round the troops. We're going to enjoy some wonderful pastimes and help the conditioned souls. And so they do. And of course, with him comes Lord Balaram. And he comes in the form of Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda took birth in Ekachakra, Ekachakra Dham. And from a young age, he also had many transcendental pastimes like Lord Chaitanya. From a young age, he loved reenacting the pastimes of the spiritual world with his friends. And when it came that time, they were to be reunited in Navadvip. So Lord Nityananda traveled to Navadvip, and all the devotees in Navadvip were looking for him. They were going door to door. Is Nityananda here? Have you seen Lord Nityananda? And they did this all day, and it was getting like late at night, about 8 o'clock. So the Grihastha is saying, you know, it's really late, we're sleeping at this time. What's wrong with you? Hare Krishna is knocking on our door. It's so late. But eventually, Lord Nityananda and Gauranga were united. And Lord Nityananda said, Gauranga! And Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda! And again, they were going back and forth, Gauranga! Nityananda! And there was tremendous ecstasy. And there's, on the one hand, they were very similar. It said that whenever they looked at Gauranga, they said, oh, he's very golden, yellow, beautiful. And whenever they saw Nityananda, they said, oh, he's also yellowish. So there are two Nimais, they were saying. And in, see, Lord Balaram, in the form of Nityananda, he's also performing some similar activities. For instance, as Ananta Shesh, he's holding up, right, everything. And so whenever Lord Chaitanya, when he's chanting Hare Krishna with the devotees, and he goes into ecstasy and he falls unconscious, apparently, Lord Nityananda is there to catch him. Because only Balaram can hold the weight of Krishna. So he's there to do that. And he's, in the joking words of Advaita Acharya, he's a reject Paramahamsa who has no caste and no position in society and acts as a madman. So he is the first and foremost avadut of our movement. He's, even I noticed in our prayers, which regretfully I don't know, but I'm endeavoring to learn, from the first prayer where we're offering obeisances to the spiritual master, we offer our obeisances all the way up from our spiritual master to the whole line of acharyas, all the devotees, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, all the way up to Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And there, in the prayers, Lord Nityananda is formally addressed as Avadhut. So I thought that was very nice. And so today we'll be having a festival to celebrate the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And at that time, when Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya were here, They were also having a festival. Raghunath Das Goswami was a disciple of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he had family duties. See, his parents were very wealthy. His father was, I don't know the correct words, but he was like a landowner, and he was managing a certain area of the state. And you have to pay a certain amount of tax. And so he was doing those duties of managing those affairs and that. But his family, you're supposed to give 3/4 of your wealth to the state and keep only 1/4. However, out of the 2 million gold coins, they were keeping about 800,000. And so, I believe it was, so he was arrested. Raghunath Swami was arrested. But his captor, the magistrate, I don't know the name of him, but that statesman, he said, when I look at you, you are like my uncle. I see some similar features between you and my father. And he was speaking very sweetly to him. And then he said to Raghunath Das Goswami, oh yes, also you are like my son. So Raghunath Das Goswami says, maybe we can work something out. So he was able to work something out. And he traveled to a place near the Ganga called, I think, Panihati. Because he knew that Lord Chaitanya was returning there. Lord Chaitanya had spent some time. He moved to Vrindavan. He traveled to Vrindavan to be a complete sannyasi, like living in the forest and going more internal into his devotion. And he had heard that he was returning there. So he went there and he found Nityananda there, Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda said to him, you thief! You see, he called him a thief. Because you have been away from me for so long. See, thieves, they don't want to be in the presence of people because they might be caught or face punishment or something. I don't know exactly. I think that's the reason. And he says, you're a thief because you've been away from me for so long, but now that you are here, I will punish you. And he said, your punishment is that you will buy chipped rice, flat rice, and yogurt, and make preparations for all the devotees so that we can have a great festival, a great feast and festival. And for Raghunath Das Goswami, this was a huge blessing for him. Because for him, it was an opportunity to use his wealth in the service of Krishna to put on this great festival. And so he did. He made so many arrangements, and he had all these different fruits and nuts with the yogurt and flat rice preparations. And they're having a huge festival, and all the devotees were in ecstasy, and they were only honoring prasad and chanting Hare Krishna. So the moment they had any breath between honoring the prasad, they were chanting Hare Krishna. And if a devotee was requesting more prasad, he would say, Hari Bol. And then they would give him prasad and they'd say, Hare Krishna. So it was completely transcendental atmosphere there. And during the festival, a devotee presented Lord Nityananda his lunch. I assume that generally he has a special lunch that's prepared. But he was in a transcendental mood, as always, but he said, I am a cowherd boy, so I enjoy my lunch on the sands of the river, on the sandy bank of the river with the other cowherd boys, and we eat freely. So he didn't want it. And at that moment, he started taking prasadam from the bowls, from the pots of other devotees and taking it. So generally this is considered like, you know, outside the rules and regulations, but he's in that internal mood of Lord Balaram. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya himself went there, but he was invisible, so not all the devotees could see him. So he was also sharing with Gauranga, and so Lord Nityananda, in the mood of Balaram, was taking prasadam from the bowls of the other devotees and throwing it up in the air into the mouth of Gauranga, Krishna, and he was eating it. And then Lord Chaitanya was also taking prasadam and throwing it, and Lord Nityananda was eating it. Some people may be a bit bewildered that, you know, he's throwing the food and it's vanishing and food's coming into his mouth. And then as the festival was increasing, there was not enough prasad. So huge carts of prasad. You know, in India, there's the vendors. They have the bullock carts and they have all the different preparations. And Raghunath Das Goswami was just buying the whole cart. And with that, he would offer it to the Lord and have prasad for all the devotees. And the vendors themselves, he was giving the prasad to. And when the festival was coming to an end, Lord Nityananda had saved 4 pots of prasad that were his personal pots. And he gave them to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami gave those, that Mahaprasadam, to those devotees who were serving him, who were making those preparations. So the greatest mercy that's coming from the Lord is going toward those who are serving in the most humble positions. That the mercy is coming from the top, and the more humble you're serving, that mercy gets exponentially given. So the mercy is coming from Lord Nityananda, and then from Lord Nityananda, that mercy, and from the hands of Raghunath Das Goswami, is increasing even to those who are serving him. So I think that in the mood of that we have a festival coming, and there's many, I'm sure there's many preparations that will have to be done. And also as the festival will come to a close, there will also be lots of wonderful services. So we can know that so much mercy is coming by helping facilitate this event that's place, and also helping to bring it to a close. And that I will mention the Sanskrit word for festival. It's called utsa. Utsa means enthusiasm. So it's actually maha utsa, great enthusiasm. And those two words combine in the sandhi to become mahotsa, if I'm correct. So with this festival, we can increase our enthusiasm for chanting Hare Krishna and Hare Krishna. And it's an opportunity to have nice, loving exchanges with the devotees. And together, we will awaken our love for God as Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda desire. So thank you for hearing. It was nice to share these, some of this with you, and if there's anything someone would like to say or any questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, thank you for a wonderful class. What caught me about this verse is that, or the series of verses that it's speaking about, the last few verses, including this one, speaking about reputation. And when we hear the word reputation, it sounds very superficial, but from these verses, my understanding is that the Bali and the great saints, their reputation is in pleasing God and not in pleasing man necessarily. So my question is that from this verse, it says, Bali says, it doesn't matter whether the Lord arrests me or kills me. Whatever he wants me to do, I'll accept it. So that's the tendency, is that As far as our reputation is concerned, we generally go after the roles that get us the most prestige, generally speaking. And can you explain how, unless the Lord gives us his Krishna Shakti Vina, then it doesn't matter how much wealth, power, influence we have. That doesn't mean we'll get the fame or the popularity just like the illiterate Brahmana. Lord Chaitanya said, you're an authority, and the other ones are not. So it doesn't matter how educated. There's so many examples. So can you explain a little bit about that, that we're not the controller. Our wealth doesn't guarantee us fame, our influence, etc. So, and speak about that reputation, the main reputation, which is Samsidhir Hari Toshana, pleasing the Lord. So maybe you could speak a little bit about that.
Yes, in terms of reputation and our attachment to that, and even in this verse, Balaraj is referring to the reputation of the Lord. So, even after Bali Maharaj offers everything to Krishna, in just two steps of land, after Vamanadeva expands into his Vishnu form, in just two steps, he takes the whole universe and he asks to Bali Maharaj, where shall I place my first step, my third step? And Bali Maharaj, in great humility, says, right here on my head. And he does. Still, because Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill that those three steps of land specifically, he binds Bali Maharaj in snakes, I think. Is that correct? Snakes. The rope of snakes, yeah. So in that moment, Bali Maharaj has that chance to say, oh, you see, like I gave you everything and see how you're treating me, right? Right? But he doesn't do that. So even that chance where Bali Maharaj has that chance to in some way attack the reputation of the Lord, he's actually so humbly surrendered and happy to be in whatever position the Lord punishes him in or that. So I think thankfully that we will not have to be in the same extreme dire circumstances as many of the devotees in Bhagavatam. But certainly, I think we can learn from that in that this being conscious of reputation in something is focusing on some external. And the more we become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and Krishna Katha and chanting Hare Krishna, the more we want to protect our devotion. This Maha Mantra is greater than a Chantamani jewel. So things like reputation and wealth and position, these are externals. So when we focus on those, it's a material thing. It's taking us away from the real gem, which is the holy name. And the more we spend time chanting and hearing about Krishna, the more we become attached to his holy name and his pastimes, and the more we don't want to be distracted by those which deter us from that joy. I guess like a simple example, even a more gross example than something is that is we tend to send Krishna mixed signals. Like we'll say, Krishna, I want to just love you, right? I just want shelter, or please make me humble. Maybe we'll pray for humility. I had this experience recently where I prayed to Krishna, please make me humble. And that very day, there were many opportunities to be humble, to take a humble position, and I hadn't. I was, you know, ready to defend. And so Krishna's fulfilling that desire, you know, here's your chance. So, but when the time comes, we take it for granted. Another dimension of it is in terms of comfort and distress. I recently was thinking that when I have some comfort, I become attached to that. And as attached one is to their comforts, the more disturbed they will be in the absence of those comforts. Right? So one may pray to Krishna, Krishna, like, please, like, protect me. I don't want to be in such discomfort. But when I'm in comfort, I want to be attached to that. So it's a mixed signal. So in this way, we should be conscious that the real comfort, the real shelter is in the chanting of the holy name. And really endeavor to take shelter in the holy name. There are devotees here who do that. And having their association helps a lot. We're working to develop that taste. And whatever minuscule taste we get for that, we can really work, we can really endeavor to grow that. One devotee, his name is Mahaduti Prabhu. He's very staunch brahmachari, very strict brahmachari. And he said that the main thing in this movement, the main thing in Krishna consciousness is to keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. So, in this context, or in that context as well, the main thing is chanting Hare Krishna together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, when we're chanting, we can remember, this is what I'm doing, this is my focus. And when we're not chanting, those things that we know are going to disturb our chanting, we can be very conscious of. So, whatever is helping our chanting, like serving the devotees, having nice relationships, taking the humble position, it really helps our chanting. Whereas, the alternatives of, not doing these things, or finding faults, or being attached to externals, that's inhibiting our chanting, because then when we chant, we're thinking about that. So one way to keep conscious is to keep our chanting in mind. When we're not chanting, remember that that's the main thing, so how can I help that?
You're welcome.
You raised chanting in the mind. It's so wonderful point, because at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, many of his disciples, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was asking his disciple to chant 64 rounds every day. And they had to do preaching work every day. They had to do all the services, and then they had to finish it, the rounds. So the disciples came to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and told that, Maharaj, how can we do this? We are doing preaching work all the day. Then Maharaj said, okay, use a night time. So they were using the night times to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Whole day preaching, 10 hours, and then from 9 o'clock they're chanting. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj told that, you don't need to do all these things. Where your preaching work is going on, you keep Krishna in the mind. And that's how you'll chant 64 rounds. thank you very much for that point. Because today is Nityananda Trayodashi. I was reading these chapters, and I, as you told that you have some prayers in your mind, I'm doing some prayers, and in that prayers, the really truth of the Nityananda Prabhu is that Krishna, his first immediate incarnation is Balarama, and the Balarama is none other than Nityananda, and from Balarama, all the other incarnations, Sankarshan, Garbhodasai Vishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu, even Karunadakshai Vishnu, everyone comes from Balarama. And all of the incarnation of Krishna, like Varaha, Narsingha, they are all expansion of Balarama. That's amazing. And the prayer you told me, that the prayer that contained Avadhuta, that's a wonderful prayer. You do every day?
Please.
Nityanandam aham naomi sarvananda karamparam harinam padam devam avadhuta siromanim. The meaning is, I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is awarder of the highest joy to all, the bestower of the holy name and the crest jewel. He is the crest jewel of all Paramahansa mendicants. So he is the crest jewel of all avadhuta.
Wow.
Yeah, today is a very, very auspicious day, being the divine appearance of Nityananda Ram Prabhu. I feel very fortunate to be able to hear and discuss some of the unlimitedly enchanting pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. As we've heard in this discussion, Nityananda Prabhu is none different from Lord Baladev. Brajinja Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Baladam Hoilo Nitai. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is pointing out that Sri Krishna has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi Devi, and Lord Balaram has appeared as Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu. Dina Hina Jata Chilo Harinam Udharilo Tarasaksi Jagan Madhai. And together these two transcendental personalities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, are propagating this Harinam Sankirtan movement. So this is a very, very extraordinary, occurrence that Sri Krishna, who is Bhagavan Swayam, Avatari, the source of all incarnations, first expands himself as Lord Balaram. Srila Prabhupada teaches us that essentially there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. They are both Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete tattva, purna tattva. The only difference is in their bodily color. Of course, their pastimes are also different, but essentially Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram coming as Nityananda Prabhu are very, very extraordinary. Why? Because as it was mentioned in this meeting, that Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram also represents Guru Tattva. He represents the original spiritual master. The purpose of the spiritual master is to bring the student or disciple into knowledge of the personality of Godhead. So Nityananda Prabhu is the Akhanda Guru Tattva, which means he is the original, complete, undivided principle of spiritual master, because he is bringing one to the company, the association of Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu should never be taken as being an associate of the Lord. He is actually the Lord himself. He is perfectly capable of delivering the entire universes back home, back to Godhead. But in his role as being expansion of the Supreme Lord, he considers himself to be servant. So therefore he likes to facilitate Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. So, yes, Nityananda Prabhu is known as Avadut, even in the Mangala Charan prayers, Vande Gurum, or what is that? How does the Mangala Charana start? Huh? No, the Mangala Charan. Huh? Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalan. Then there's one line that says, Sad Advaitam, meaning Advaitacharya, Sabad Uttam. That's Avaduta. Nityananda Prabhu means, although he is exemplar in every respect, he, out of his ecstatic position, being always happy, Nitya Ananda, always ecstatic, he'll sometimes superficially transgress rules and regulations. But we should never think that this is something we can follow or imitate. This is Krishna. But so Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gododaye Pushpabanto Chitra Santo Tamo Nudo. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu have both appeared like the sun and moon simultaneously. And they have arisen on the horizon of Goda to dissipate all the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benedictions upon all. So Nityananda Prabhu, although capable of giving anyone and everyone Bhagavan Prem or pure love for the Supreme Lord, he understood the internal purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, adorned with the bodily complexion and psychology of his topmost devotee associate, Srimati Radharani. So only Krishna himself can really distribute love of God, because he's Swayam Bhagavan. All the different incarnations of the Lord are capable of giving love of God. But the special feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he is distributing love of God that is found in Vrindavan, exhibited by Srimati Radharani and the other Vrijabasis. So that particular prema is very, very rare, very difficult to understand, and rarely exhibited by sadhus or even Vaishnavas. So Nityananda Prabhu understood that only Sri Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can distribute this type of prema. So therefore, acting as the exact second body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu broke open the storehouse of this particular love of God by inducing anyone and everyone to not only chant Hare Krishna, but to take up the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, this personality, Nityananda Prabhu, is very, very compassionate, very, very merciful, and acting as the Guru Tattva principle, is always ready to give spiritual strength. Srila Prabhupada would often quote the verse, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhyaha. The word Bala is used. Bala means strength. It doesn't mean physical strength, but it refers to spiritual strength. So only by being infused with the spiritual strength given by a spiritual master, representing as Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, can one make progress ultimately towards prema bhakti? So in the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, we see so many astonishing things, very, very extraordinary pastimes that are very difficult to understand. But we can see his merciful future by his deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. And of course, we're all familiar with this particular pastime, no need to elaborate, but we can see that Nityananda Prabhu was prepared to deliver these brothers who even injured him physically. So very, very compassionate personality. And similarly, when the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, was once holding a Sankirtan festival in his home. After this festival, there was some discussion amongst Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's family members. Some of them accepted that, yes, we can see by the behavior of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Lord. But this Nitai, this Nityananda, because he's acting as avadut, sometimes dressing in saffron, sometimes walking around naked, sometimes dressing in blue garments, we don't know what his particular vardana or ashram is. We don't accept that he's a divine personality. So this was a discussion amongst some of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's family members. In fact, one of his brothers even said, this Nityananda is not Bhagavan, we don't know what he is. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we accept. So when Krishnadas Kaviraj heard this, which was borderline offensive, he became very, very disturbed. And in defense of Nityananda Prabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami chastised his relatives. And he said, look, these two personalities, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are like one body. They're the same in tattva. They're the same in identity. And if you try to separate them, accepting one and slighting the other, it is like half a hen philosophy. Like a farmer may have a hen and he thinks, yes, I just simply want the eggs from the back end of the hen. But yet in order to get the eggs, I have to feed the front end. Better I cut this in half and just keep the back portion. That's foolishness. So in the same way, if we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord and minimize the position of Nityananda Prabhu, we're offensive. We're known as Pashandis. So in this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, through shastric arguments, logic, reason, he strongly argued with his family members. And that night, Nityananda Prabhu, in his complete splendor, surrounded by his associates, appeared in a dream. Actually, it was a revelation, not a dream per se. He appeared before Krishnadas Kaviraj because of Krishnadas Kaviraj's strong preaching. And that is when Nityananda Prabhu ordered Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, leave this place, leave your home, and go to Vrindavan. There you'll achieve all things. And that is when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami immediately went to Vrindavan, had the association of the wonderful Vaishnavas who convinced him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a direct recipient of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, and by Nityananda Prabhu's empowerment, were able to read Chaitanya Charitamrita and discuss all of these wonderful pastimes. So it's another extraordinary feature of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And those relatives, and even the pujari in the house of Krishna's Kaviraj, who maintained their opposition to Nityananda Prabhu, they fell down from their positions. So Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're very fortunate that he has appeared, Sango Pangarsta Parishadam, alongside Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the Sankirtan movement. So Srila Prabhupada always said that on the appearance days of the Supreme Lord and the Vaishnavas, we can directly access those personalities' mercy on those particular days. So this is a day when we should enthusiastically pray to Nityananda Prabhu that he can give us the bala, the spiritual strength, to carry on by following Srila Prabhupada's example of preaching Krishna consciousness to the best of our ability.
Thank you, Prabhu.
I want to mention that actually it's Shankar Pandit Prabhu who had the wonderful service of personally traveling to South India and bringing their lordships, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya here. So the reason that, Jayapur, sorry. So he had the wonderful service of finding them there, and the reason we have Lord Nityananda here alongside Lord Chaitanya is by the wonderful service of Shankar Pandit Prabhu. So, Shankar Pandit Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. Madhava Gauranga Prabhu. Panchakalpa Tanubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.